question. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, New Jersey Congressman Donald Payne Jr. has died at the age of 65. The six-term Democrat from Newark, representing the 10th Congressional District, followed in his father's footsteps. Payne's congressional term began in 2012 after the death of his father, who had served 12 terms in the House of Representatives before him. Payne had been in the hospital since a heart attack on April 6th. In a statement, Governor Murphy said he embodied the very best of public service. Business groups continue to fight back against Governor Murphy's proposal to institute a fee for big profit businesses in order to create a dedicated funding source for New Jersey Transit. Michelle Sierkirka with the New Jersey Business and Industry Association says they're hearing concerns from executives.
This is a long-term impact that if New Jersey companies can't invest their next 10, 100, or 1,000 jobs here in the state of New Jersey, but they choose to do it outside the state, that is no better than that company picking up 100% and leaving the state.
And businesses in the southern segment of New Jersey say the proposal hurts them even more because the region doesn't benefit much from NJ Transit. New Jersey news made possible by Maple Leaf Farms in Manalapan, one of the largest garden centers in New Jersey. They sell wholesale to the public, and they grow what they sell with the largest selection of tropicals, hanging plants, annual flats, roses, and so much more. Visit MapleLeafNJ.com. Their prices are insane. New Jersey is encouraging taxpayers who work from home for New York-based employers to sue New York in court for taxing their wages. Connecticut is now considering it as well. There's hundreds of millions of dollars on the line for both states. Last year, Governor Murphy signed legislation that rewards New Jersey residents with a tax break who win their tax appeal. Now Connecticut wants to offer a similar bounty. Out-of-state taxpayers paid nearly $8.8 billion in 2021 in taxes, roughly 15% of New York's total income tax revenues. Should New Jersey consider a deposit system for your cans and bottles? Some groups would love to see it, but Gary Sondermeyer with the Association of New Jersey Recyclers says the state should absolutely not consider a bottle bill. For one, facilities count on aluminum and bottles for a big chunk of revenue.
What you're going to do is put in jeopardy the entire recycling infrastructure of the state.
And the association fears that such a bill would result in even fewer people recycling in New Jersey. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Warm today, but will things cool down heading into the weekend? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather has a bit of a breeze with clouds and sunshine. Could see a thunder shower in a couple of spots. The high temperature is going to reach not far from 70, and then we're breezy through the evening, otherwise clear and cold, with areas of frost, even a freeze in the colder spots, and that's mainly northwest with lows closer to 30, whereas everywhere else generally will be in the mid to upper 30s. Tomorrow is also cool despite the sunshine we're going to see, high around 50 at the coast to near 60 further inland, and then a good deal of sunshine Friday. We're still cool as well, and our high temperatures increase slightly. We'll be at mid-50s at the coast to about the mid-60s further inland. From the Maloof Auto Group Weather Desk, this is meteorologist Jeff Nordine.
Right now it's 70 in Scotts Plains, 69 in Belmar, 72 in Mays Landing. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. And weather brought to you by W. Danley Electrical. Prepared for a power outage with a Generac automatic standby generator from W. Danley. You'll always have power. Free extended warranty, HVAC, and gen maintenance with the qualifying home standby generator purchase. 0% financing available. Visit Danley911.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.